This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm breeze while Jerusalem feels comfortable under a starlit sky. In Haifa, it's a cool night, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran threatens Hormuz shipping as Trump pauses strikes amid diplomacy, according to Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Rubio claims an Israel-Lebanon peace deal is achievable despite Hezbollah's presence, reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, additional IDF soldiers face charges over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza, as reported by I-24 News in earlier reporting. Separately, officials demand action after Nazi symbols appear on Queen's synagogues, shared by JNS a short time ago. And finally, the UAE reports Iranian attacks continue for the second day as Israel monitors the situation closely, according to Times of Israel from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, posted earlier today that Project Freedom exposes U.S. weakness, not strength, and warns against oversimplifying diplomatic progress. From X, the latest. I24News_EN highlights that the conflict isn't only about Iran, but also involves U.S. leadership challenges with China, Russia, and North Korea. Al Arabiya English noted that Alan Ayer, a diplomatic fellow, questions if the U.S. strategy on Iran was a mistake, as the ceasefire remains fragile. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the threat to Hormuz shipping, Iran has signaled potential disruptions in the key maritime route. This comes as former U.S. President Trump holds off on military action, focusing on diplomatic efforts. The Times of Israel reports that the UAE has faced Iranian attacks for two consecutive days. The situation raises concerns over regional stability and the security of international shipping lanes. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon peace prospects. Senator Rubio believes a peace agreement is possible, but Hezbollah remains a significant hurdle. The Jerusalem Post shared his comments advocating for a stronger Lebanese government to counter Hezbollah's influence. This development is crucial for regional peace efforts. Meanwhile, the indictment of additional IDF soldiers for smuggling into Gaza highlights ongoing security challenges. I-24 News reports that these operations undermine efforts to maintain peace and order in the region. The charges could impact military morale and trust within the IDF. In New York, officials demand a response to Nazi symbols found on synagogues in Queens. JNS reports that Representative Grace Meng has condemned the acts as hate-driven. This incident underscores the persistence of anti-Semitism and the need for community vigilance. On the economic front, first, Checkpoint's share price has slumped due to lower guidance, reported by Globes. Once the most valuable Israeli company on Wall Street, it now ranks sixth. Separately, Capital G's James Luo forecasts Israel will remain a cyber powerhouse, banking on AI and tech IPOs, according to CTech. This outlook reflects confidence in Israel's tech industry's resilience. And finally, Israeli researchers have used crowdfunding data to study campaign success, as Ynet Business reports, this innovative research could reshape crowdfunding strategies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.